Stop at 25 and rally.
Come on, big man. Stop.
Stop at
25.
Stop.
Stop.
Stop. Stop at France. A trip to France.
Today, these three players are after big bucks, but they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Jamarkin.
Thank you, Rob Roddy. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Press Your Luck. And just a reminder, next week, of course, is our big college week on Press Your Luck. And there'll be three students from three different colleges competing for the big bucks each day. There'll be students from schools like the University of California at Berkeley, Ohio State, Pennsylvania, University of Missouri, just to mention a few. And they'll all be flying in to take their turns at the big board. So cheer for your favorite school next week when Easter week is college week on Press Your Luck. Right now, let's meet the three players vying for the big bucks today on Press Your Luck. And we actually have a preview of College Week. Our first player is Michelle Erickson, our champ, with $9,750. Yeah. Michelle, Cal State
Fullerton,
what, Titans?
Home of the Titans.
Home of the Titans.
Yeah.
All right, that's our college. What are you going to do with all that money? You have $9,750.
Well, it's like this. I promised a lot of drinks to a lot of people at work, so I'm going to be cocktailing people for days.
Forever. So, all right, Michelle, good luck to you today.
Thank you.
Our second player is Joe Del Signore.
All right.
Del Signore, how are you, Joe?
I'm doing fine. How about you, Peter?
I'm fine. Joe, what college do you go to?
UCLA.
All right. UCLA Bruin. A Bruin. And you're a fraternity man?
Yeah, I am.
A Zeta Beta Tau.
Zeta Beta Tau fraternity.
A ZBT. All right, Joe. Well, you've got to do really well today for all those guys, right?
Yeah, I'll try to.
Okay, big bucks for you. Good luck.
Big bucks.
And Susan? Susan Hoffer?
That's right.
How are you?
Just fine.
And Susan, what college do you go to?
University of Texas.
All right, a Texas Longhorn. There it is.
All right.
Big Texas Lawrence. That's a long way from home. What are you doing out here?
Oh, I came out. I tried out for the show when I was visiting, and I decided it was worth the try to fly back and
all
do the
right.
show.
So you're here for big bucks.
Yeah, I'm here to win some money for my graduation in May.
All right, Susan. Good luck. Now, all three colleges are here. I really have no preference for anybody except Joe. I just want you to know something. I went to UCLA, Joe.
Good for
you. Don't shame me. Okay. Here we go. First question. Give me a multiple choice answer. One spin. A buzz and answer gets you three spins. According to the New York Times, a blind date, a job interview, or giving a speech, which event is said to cause the greatest anxiety, Susan?
A speech.
For the average person. Is it giving a speech, a blind date, or a job interview, Michelle?
I agree with the speech.
And what do you think, Joe?
I'll agree with speech also.
The greatest anxiety is said to be caused by giving a speech.
Yeah!
Michelle gets a spin, Joe a spin, Susan three. Next question. Here's a scary question for all you would-be businessmen and women. What fraction of all new businesses fail within 2 years, Joe?
I'll say one half.
Is it one half, one quarter, or three quarters, Michelle?
I think it's three quarters.
What do you
three
think,
quarters.
Susan? Guess what, gang? In the first 2 years, one half of all
right.
new businesses fail. And Bruin Joe goes to four. Joe Bruin. Well, what else? Of course. Third question. Because they own it, which motion picture company could be called the Coca-Cola? Joe?
I'll say 20th Century.
Could be called the Coca-Cola Studio. Is it 20th Century, MGM, or Columbia, Michelle?
I'll say Columbia.
What do you say, Susan?
MGM.
The movie company that could be called the Coca-Cola Studio is Columbia Pictures. Michelle goes for two. We go to the last question. We don't want to hustle you on this, but how many pockets are there in a pool table, Joe?
Six.
Is it six, seven, or eight, Michelle?
Six.
What about Susan? What do you think?
Six.
There are six pockets on a pool table. Michelle goes to three, Joe to seven, Susan to four, and you may get a chance to turn those spins in a box when you come back. Hang in there. We shall be right back. College Bucks. Help you when you get out of college. 13,000 up there on the board. All kinds of goodies. There's some bad things up there. Whammy, stay away from them. You know you want to win this round because if you do, you play last in the final round. You know about passing the remaining spins. You know what happens with four whammies. Okay? Joe, four whammies are like four Trojans. You know what I mean? You
don't One Trojan's bad enough, yeah.
You don't need it. All right? Let's see. We have the player with the least amount of spins going first. Michelle, with three of them, you are first. Are you ready?
That's okay. We need some money. We need big dollars. Go ahead. Stop.
It's $750. Two spins, $750. First place.
We're going. We need some dollars here. Stop
at $550. That's $1,300. One spin left.
No problem. Looking good. Looking good. One more time. Let's see it. Big box, stop.
Stop it all. Heavy. Okay, Michelle, one whammy, no dollars, no spins. Game's not over. We go to Susan with four spins. Are you ready?
Okay.
Texas Longhorns here.
And stop.
Stop.
All right.
That's $650.
All right.
First place, three spins.
Okay, two more bags. Stop.
At $550. You're up to $1,200, two spins, first place.
Okay, I'll go one more time. Stop.
That one.
Okay.
That would be like an Oklahoma Sooner without
Something as terrible as that.
I understand.
Yeah.
All right, so you have one spin left.
Okay, just get some money on the board and stop.
Stop. Another Sooner or later.
Look out!
All right, Susan, that Sooner came. Would have been nice if it had come later. It is two whammies, no dollars, no spins. You are where Michelle is, in a similar position. Joe Bruin with seven is ready
to
go.
Let's go. Big box, no whammies. Stop.
Stop at flatware, all right. Joe. That's value $550. First place, six spins.
I'm going to press my luck. Let's go. No whammies. Big box. Stop.
Stop at $450. That's $1,000. Five spins.
Gotta go, Peter. Big box, no whammies. No whammies. Stop.
Stop at $200. That's $1,200. Four spins. You're in first place by $1,200, Joe. Four spins left.
I'm going to press my luck, Peter. Let's go. Big box. No whammies. Stop.
Stop at big box.
Right.
$1,000. You're up to $2,200, Joe. You have three spins. Press your luck or pass.
I'm going to pass them, Peter.
They go to Susan or Michelle.
Susan, okay.
You got it. Texas Longhorn, okay, three of them. You have to take them. Here they come, Susan.
Okay, big box. Stop
at $750. You're in the box. Two more spins. Here we go.
Stop
at stainless cookware. Maybe you can borrow Joe's flatware. You'll be in good shape. $700, $1,450.
Let's have some more.
About $750 to catch up to Joe. One more spin. That's used to get first place.
Okay, stop.
Stop at the paging system. That paging system is valued at $299. Michelle, zero. Susan, $1,749. And Joe, with $2,200, you have first place in the advantage. We're coming right back in the early round after this. So join us for College Bowl after these words. For more questions, and I know you're going to give me more answers, right?
Right.
You're going to get spins, and here we go with round two of, this is like College Bowl, this is great, I'm having a great time. Okay, according to a recent survey of women between the ages of 15 and 25, what did they say is their number one leisure time activity that, Joe?
Shopping.
That involves no exercise. Is it shopping, knitting, or watching television, Michelle?
TV.
TV. What do you
think,
Susan?
Would you repeat the question, please?
Sure. According to a recent survey of women between the ages of 15 and 25, what did they say is their number one leisure time activity that involves no exercise? Can I take a breath now? Thank you.
Television
is right. That is the gal's favorite no exercise fun. Michelle gets a spin and Susan gets a spin. Second one. Here's one from the Press Your Luck, Watch Your Diet book. What fraction of a Big Mac's 550 calories comes from fat? Joe?
I'll say one half.
Is it one half, One quarter or three quarters, Michelle?
I'd agree with one half.
What would you agree with, Susan?
One half.
You are right. Of the Big Mac's 550 calories, half comes from fat. Michelle, 2. Joe, 3. Susan, 2. You guys are rolling now. Diamonds is a hot new play on Broadway about a popular American sport that takes place on the diamond. What's, Joe?
Baseball.
What sport is it? Is it baseball, football, or basketball, Michelle?
Baseball.
What do you think, Susan?
Has to be baseball.
Oh, the diamond game is baseball. Everybody knows that. Michelle goes to 3, Joe to 6, and Susan to 3. Last question. Every year, the Kennedy Center in Washington honors a handful of Americans for their contributions to the arts. Musician Isaac Stern was honored for his virtuosity. With what musical instrument? Joe?
Violin.
Is it violin, piano, or flute, Michelle?
I was thinking violin, too.
Violin. What do you think, Susan?
Violin.
Isaac Stern plays the violin, of course. Michelle goes to 4, Joe to 9, Susan to 4. And that's the last one. 3 players are going to the big board for Big Bucks. So hang in there. We're coming right back after these words.
You're watching Press Your Luck Wednesday. Rise and shine and spend your morning with the Whammy. Stay tuned for more of Press Your Luck on Game Show.
All right, we're back. I know you're back, but I have to really tell you that evidently, as the way the show is going today, my mind has written a check that my mouth can't cash. So my lips are not working right today. I don't know what it is, you know what I mean? But I'll get it together, I promise you. Because there's a lot of money up there for you to win. There's over $100,000, and you can take it all away from me. There are some whammies. Watch out for the whammies. They'll take away your money. Play with the highest money, Joe, $2,200. You will play last. You earned it. And Michelle, with $0, you will go first with 4 spins. Are you ready?
Okay,
big bucks.
Okay. Let's go. We need some money. Let's go. Big bucks. Really, stop.
Stop at $2,000. Second place, 3 spins. Press it up the back.
Okay.
Stop at a motorboat. That'll take you to Bermuda. Michelle, that's valued at $4,891. First place with $6,891. 2 spins, champ.
Okay, let's press our luck.
Okay, let's.
Okay. Love your money and spin. I see it up there. Let's go. Big Mac, stop.
Stop at $1,250. $8,141. 1 spin left, Michelle. You have almost $6,000 more than Joe. Pass it. Go to Joe. It goes to Joe. 1 spin. You don't take it yet, Joe. We go to Susan. 1749 and 4
okay,
spins.
Okay, now I've got 4 spins.
All right, Longhorn going at the board.
And let's have some money. Stop.
Stop at 750 and a spin. 2499. Still have your 4 spins.
Okay, need some more money for a trip to Africa. Stop.
Stop. Advance 2 spaces to $1,500. 3999. 3 spins. Second place.
Okay, let's try to do it again. Stop.
Stop at a car. Susan, a car worth $5,341. You're at $9,340. That's $1,200 more than Michelle. First place, 2 spins.
Pass
back to Michelle. 2 spins to you, Michelle. Let's see what you can do with them. $8,141. Here we go.
Okay, let's go. That's okay. We've got to avoid that whammy. Let's go. Stop.
Stop at Palm Springs. That trip to PS is worth $1,435. $95.76, first place by about $200. 1 spin left you have to take. Here we go.
Okay, one more time. I see you, Tahiti. I see you. Okay, let's get it. Stop!
Stop at 5,000. You just bought Tahiti, Michelle. That's $14,576. 1 spin that you can take or pass. You have about 5,000 more. Back to Susan. Joe, you feel like you're watching a tennis match?
Back
Susan,
and forth.
1 spin. Here we go.
Okay, we need one. Lots of big bucks and stop.
Stop at Tahiti. There's that trip. Michelle won it. Maybe you can trade her. worth $3,130. You're at $12,470. Big bucks for Michelle and Susan. Joe, you've been waiting very patiently. $2,200. One spin you have to take. Then we'll deal with the nine others. You ready?
Big bucks. Big bucks. No whammies. No whammies. Stop.
Stop.
This ought to do it.
All right, Joe, at your first whammy, you have nine spins left. A lot of spins. Ready?
Ready to go. Let's go. Big box. Big box. No whammies. No whammies. Come on, big box. Big box. And stop.
Stop. All right, Joe. Two whammies, eight spins, no dollars. Do you have any maroon on, perhaps? Maybe the color of the SC.
Ah, a little bit in there.
Be careful,
but no gold
Joe.
To go with it.
Be careful. Here we go. Eight spins.
Let's go. Let's go. Come on. Big box. Big box. No whammies. No whammies. Stop.
Stop it. 3,000 in a spin. Back in the box. Third place. Eight spins.
Go. I gotta go, Peter. Gotta go. Big box. No whammies. Stay away. Stop.
Stop it, Montana ski trip. Joe, that's worth $1,840. That's 48-47 spins.
Gotta go. Gotta go. Big bucks. Come on. No whammies. Stop.
Stop at 500 in a spin. 53-40. Still have your seven spins, Joe.
Gotta go for it, Peter. Come on. Big bucks. No whammies. Stop.
Stop at Bermuda. A trip to Bermuda, Joe. Worth 29-08. 82-48. You're moving up about 4,200 less than Susan.
Gotta go,
third place.
For it, Peter. Gotta go. Big bucks. Big bucks, stop!
Stop at $800. Right. 9,048, five spins. About 3,400 less than Susan.
Gotta go, Peter. Okay. Third place. Let's go. Big bucks. Big bucks, no whammy. Stop!
Stop at 800 more. 98,48. Slowly but surely, Joe. Four spins. Third place.
Gotta go.
Okay.
Let's go. Big bucks. Big bucks. No whammies. No whammies. Stay away. Stay away. Stop!
Stop at $1,500. Right. All right, Joe, now you're in five figures, $11,348. That's about $1,100 less than Susan. You're still in third place. Here we go.
Going for it, Peter. Let's go. Come on. Stop.
Stop. Advance to space. Yeah. $4,000. Right. Joe, you're up to $13,848. Second place, about $728 less than Michelle. Let's go!
Let's go! Big box, stop!
Stop at a water bike! Joe, that water bike is valued at $3,435. Brings up to $17,283. Now you have about $2,700 more than Michelle. You have one more spin, you're gonna go for it.
Going for it!
Joe's going, Michelle and Joe, big spin, here we go!
Big box!
Who's the champ today?
No whammies! Big box, come on, stay away! Stay away, stop!
Oh! Michelle is a champ today with $14,576. Oh, we'll come back after we all recover. Right after this. Oh! $14,576, Michelle. And right now, the illustrious one, Rod Ruddy, will tell you about the goodies you've won. Rod!
Yes, I will, Peter. Michelle, you won a Palm Springs holiday. We'll fly a Union Pacific and round trip coach from Los Angeles to Palm Springs for a six-night stay, modified American plan, at the Royce Resort of Palm Springs, the hotel with no rooms. They're all suites. It's sun and fun at the fabulous Royce Resort of Palm Springs. And Michelle, you've won a Vapor Vet outboard boat. It's the Vapor Vet from Delta West. It's designed to perform with both speed and agility. Vapor Vet with sport boating and skiing, complete with an 18 horsepower Tohatsu motor and shoreline trailer and winch. Those prizes totaling $6,326. combined with the $8,250 in cash you won today and the $9,750 in cash prizes you won previously, gives you a grand total of $24,326. Congratulations!
Well done, Michelle. Almost $25,000. You get to come back and try it again. It's one of those situations where the Titans took the Bruins by the longhorns, as it were. You know what I mean? Well, Joe, I tell you, that's happened a couple times. That's a tough way to lose, but that's the way the game goes. You played it real well. And Susan as well, nice game. You will not be leaving empty-handed. We've got some nice prizes for you. I thank you for being with us. Until next time, we see Michelle. This is Peter Tamarkin saying thanks for pressing your luck. Bye-bye.
Someone from our studio audience received...